Welcome back to The Weekender on Y95. I'm Kevin Northup. We just got through a very busy summer here with events and things returning to somewhat normal after the pandemic, and there's lots to come, of course, for the town of Yarmouth. And what's going on in the town of Yarmouth? Who better to ask than Her Worship, the Mayor Pam Mood, in studio with us this morning. Good morning, Mayor Mood. Thank you for being here.
Good morning. Always thrilled to be here.
We're going to talk about some things that council has coming up and kind of recap how things went over the summer. I guess we'll start there. C-Fest came back. Coal Shed came back. All sorts of great events for downtown Yarmouth and beyond. As mayor, I know you led that mayor's picnic in the park. What was that like to lead that and to kind of signify that events were back here?
Gosh, Kevin, I don't know that words would aptly express, you know, how not just me, but everyone felt, the whole community. We gathered, you know, in the park. There was music and, you know, so much fun for the kids. But to be able to see those kids come down Main Street for the first time in a couple of years, it was amazing. And it did signify, you know, the beginning of C-Fest. So lots of excitement, just absolutely thrilled. Everything went off without a hitch. You know, C-Fest was amazing, as it always is. The car show, oh my gosh, I mean, what can we say about the car show? Those folks just, they hit it out of the park every single year. And, you know, just thrilled to have them back. You know, I love the activity. I love that folks want to gather, and they certainly do. I actually, you know, the tears start to run every time I stand on Main Street and see the car show folks, because it's elbow-to-elbow people. But, you know, as a mayor, my concern is obviously for the people, but economics. And, you know, folks will say it's the busiest day for businesses, because people are just in and out of these businesses. So anytime we have an opportunity to close down Main Street, it just is economics 101. They just had the J Strong Cup. Same thing. You know, we asked businesses, how did you do? And they said, it's just off the chart successful for them.
And you get businesses chipping in there too, to kind of put on special promotions. Have you found businesses have really rallied around events like this?
Oh, absolutely. You know, they understand the importance of it for an entire community. But as a business, you know, I'll just say it, you have to make hay while the sun's shining. And, you know, the opportunities that we have when we close down Main Street or do any events, we're doing this for the community, but we're doing it for the businesses, and it brings in so much. So, you know, the businesses that have gotten on board with that, and it's the vast majority, they understand what's going to happen. And this is, you know, they make their money. People go into their shops, and once you're in a place, you tend to revisit it. So it's just good all the way around.
And like Switch Open Street, things like that. There's all sorts of different
events
that have closed Main Street down. And when you say that on the surface of it, you're closing the street down. Mm-hmm. But it's a good thing for those businesses.
Yeah. We block off Main Street.
Not closed,
blocked off. Not closed, so blocked off. But yeah, it's great.
And of course, that relates back to the ferry running for the first time since 2018. Mm-hmm. All the businesses that I've spoken to have said they've seen, you know, dramatic numbers increasing for here. And I know that the government not pleased with the numbers, the passenger numbers on the ferry from this past summer. But for you, being on the ground here in Yarmouth and seeing the impact it's had on the economy, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, let's start with, I can't be political right now. I'm just going to give it to you the way I see it. There's nothing wrong with the numbers. There's nothing wrong with the numbers. The ferry was running for 3 years before COVID shut it down within the first year. And don't forget, we're still dealing with the after effects of COVID, and COVID is still ongoing. We had the Arrive Can, which was just, I mean, I understand the premise behind it, but horrific for visitors to try to travel, you know, a whole slew of things that would say, you know, I just don't want to travel. And yet folks did. They were at year two numbers, within the first few months. So there's nothing wrong with the numbers. I think there's other issues, and that's really sad. We can't repeat history. I mean, it's funny, Kevin, I've been thinking, it was 10 years ago that I put my name on the ballot, and 10 years ago we had lost that ferry. And the reason the name went on the ballot, not just mine, but others, was because we were just in that downward spiral. And my goodness, I'm a forward-thinking person, but don't forget for one second what we went through. Our population just vanished west to find jobs. Businesses were closing. You know, Main Street was tumbleweed row, except for the few that could maintain. That ferry leaves, that's exactly what happens again. And it's taken an entire decade, and I'm not exaggerating when I say, of slugging through everything, 10 years to get us back to a place where we can say, okay, you know, we're almost back, but there's still work to do. So also understand, and it's important that, you know, that the public and the businesses understand this, that it's the removal of the ferry, but the mere mention of it, regardless of intention, you know, whether you mean it's going or not, it's done a lot of damage. You know, folks that were going to purchase properties that said, I can't do that now. Businesses that we're going to set up. I mean, we're in full let's get back mode. And all of a sudden these words come out. And again, you know, I don't think, I just can't believe that the words actually came out without an understanding of the damage that would happen. And it's happening.
And the words you're referring to were Public Works Minister Kim Maslin, I think about a month ago now, commenting mm-hmm. After a cabinet meeting mm-hmm. and talking about how they're not pleased with the numbers. Mm-hmm. The numbers are down from 2018 mm-hmm. a little bit, but like you said, the COVID pandemic yeah. certainly plays a factor into that. So yeah. She was talking about that and talking about the contract they have with Bay Ferries mm-hmm. is until 2026. Yeah. And a reporter asked, is there a possibility that the service mm-hmm. could be removed mm-hmm. or the service could be canceled? And she said, in response to that, yes, that is a possibility. Yeah. So those are the words that she mm-hmm. used there, and those are the words you're referring to. Yeah. And Premier Tim Houston's also been vocal on mm-hmm. that as well, saying he's not yeah. pleased with the numbers. Yeah. So when you hear that, and you know, we'll go back to that, mm-hmm. Do you feel that's something that, you know, you've heard before? As far as, remember, the NDP canceled the Cat Ferry mm-hmm. in 2009. You weren't mayor at that time, but Is it, like you said, it could be history repeating itself?
It's even the words are history. I felt like I was in a bad dream of deja vu. And I mean, as a mayor, your finger is on the pulse of everything. So for me, it just hit me full force. It really did. I can't imagine being a business that has been able to pivot and to manage their way through the ugly of the last decade, much less COVID, and then hear these words. It's like a gut punch. And, you know, I actually just last night sent out a letter to each of my mayor and warden colleagues throughout the entire province, because it's not a Yarmouth ferry. And I think, you know, it aggravates me something fierce when people say the Yarmouth ferry. Now, all we do is welcome people here and give them their first taste of what Nova Scotians are like. And we are hell-bent on making sure that is the most positive experience. But make no mistake, I mean, I've been in the Tourist Bureau over and over and over. They are heading to Cape Breton. They're going to Lunenburg. They want to see the Valley wineries. They're going to the smaller communities. This is where they're going. They're not staying in Yarmouth. And frankly, we don't mind, because that rising tide floats all boats. And when one of us is successful, we're all successful. But if you take the ferry, you're not taking it from Yarmouth, you're taking it from Nova Scotia. Can I say something else? So I'm on a roll. Our population's up here, over 5%. Our population hasn't increased since 1994. That's a long time. So the work done in, it's not by accident that this has happened. It's hard work. It's paying attention to what do people want. We want people here. They pay taxes. They contribute to the economy and to the growth of the community. We want people here. But people aren't coming to Nova Scotia because the healthcare is perfect. That's provincial. They're not coming here because housing is plentiful. Oh, that's another provincial piece that has to be fixed. They're not coming here because education, while it's great here, has been sorted out. Oh, wait a minute. Another provincial issue. They're coming here because the mayors and the wardens and their councils and staff at the local levels are fighting our hearts out to build our communities and say, this is where you need to be. This is where we have the best quality of life, bar none. That's why they come. So to take the feet out from under us is just completely backwards to the growth of a province. It just doesn't make sense.
And you talked about that letter to other wardens mm-hmm. and mayors. Mm-hmm. In that letter, is it essentially asking for their support and you know, keeping this service going?
It absolutely is. I basically said, you know, I said what I just said to you. You know, this is us doing the work on the ground, building our communities and saying to the world, you need to come here. And, you know, the words that, you know, completely erase consumer confidence. We're fighting for businesses to come and then they hear their, I mean, I can talk about Yarmouth right now. No train, no bus, no plane, no, you know what I mean? Like the next thing, they'll be blocking off the highways and we'll be thumbing away. Sorry, I shouldn't laugh about this, but it's so it's just frustrating and it's scary. And so, yes, I've just asked, you know, would you please help them understand how important it is to your community? They're not fighting for Yarmouth. They're fighting for their own communities.
And Mayor Mood, we know how important the ferry is to mm-hmm. this community. And you talked about the fact that you've been in the mayor's seat for 10 years. Mm-hmm. And I think it was 2 years after that, you started the All Hands on Deck initiative mm-hmm. that got people thinking. Mm-hmm. Beautification of downtown. Mm-hmm. The facade program has been amazing. Mm-hmm. A lot of businesses have set up shop. You know, you see different coffee shops mm-hmm. opening. There's lots to offer now. Downtown. So if that ferry were to be taken away, do you feel like all that work was for nothing?
Yeah. Like, how do you set up a business? Understanding, I mean, our weather isn't conducive to, you know, you don't invite people to come skiing in the winter. Like, what do you do in the winter? It's the banana belt. So it's wonderful, you know, for seniors to come and stuff like that. But, you know, if I'm going to set up a business, I want to know, you know, in my business plan, what happens through each season. And part of that business plan says, I've got a ferry with, you know, 40, 50, 60,000 people coming over in the summer to stop in my shop and to promote. So my busy time is going to be the summer. It doesn't mean people aren't going to shop in the summer, but you've got, you know, 60,000 less people. What kind of a hit is that? You just don't do that. I don't care if it's 10 people or 100,000. Like, bring them in. They're purchasing properties. They're paying taxes. They're contributing. It's just not rocket science.
Right. And do you feel that, you know, a lot of folks in the past have been critical of the ferry, not from here, mm-hmm. because Nova Scotia is obviously absorbing a lot of the cost. That mm-hmm. is a provincial issue, as you did mention. It's with the contract with Bay Ferries and everything. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like maybe they'll look for a better deal to negotiate, perhaps with the cat? I mean, that I know that's not up mm-hmm. to the town to determine.
It's not, but I mean, I can just say what I think. I have no inside, you know, scoop on that. You know, I think it's like lapsing your insurance or, you know, anything else. Try to go back and get it and see what the cost is. Mm. You know, people that are building from the ground up now, if they started to build 2 years ago, COVID stops that. Now they're going to build now. Like, you're talking 300% increases over what the costs were for anything. That's not going to be any different for a ferry. And I will say this, as sure as I'm sitting here, I trust Bay Ferries. They are the experts. They don't have to be here. They don't have to do this. You know, folks would say, well, you know, it's just a money grab. It's not a money grab. You have to pay for what you get. And you know what? Ferries don't fall out of the sky. So we need the people. We need a ferry. you have to negotiate that. It's not Bay Ferries because, you know, it's been done a whole lot cheaper before. And then the NDP lets it go, and then the next one has to pay the price for letting it go. We'll let it go this time, see what happens when we try to get it back. We won't.
And it did come back in 2015. That was the Nova Star, and then the province realized that wasn't the right vessel for here. So then we got the CAT. So that's where we are now.
Yeah.
I guess it's one of those things. We'll have to see how it plays out. They're going to review it.
We will.
At the end of the season, they're going to review their contract with Bay Ferries. So,
in the meantime, you know, if your business is affected, like send a note off to the province, to the premier. Make sure your MLA gets it. They need to hear from people. This is not bothering them. I genuinely believe that any government wants to hear what are the impacts. And they don't know the impacts if we don't share them. So if you own a business, you know, if your family member owns a business, anybody that's affected in any way, send that note off and, you know, make your voice be heard. This is how we save what's important to us.
The Weekender will return in a moment.